It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello, hello. It is 1900 UTC, and it's Friday, July 31st, the last day of July. Hooray, we survived. Welcome to the show. So let's go ahead and work with what we got. I spent a couple hours this morning working on some sounds, and I had a revelation. I'm going to make a 30-minute long audio file that just has a bunch of silence and then just beeps at me when the segments are supposed to change. And then ta-da! My outro music will play when it's supposed to, and I don't have to, like, freak out or anything. So, pretty excited. Also, the newspaper, or the, my Guardian magazine for July 17th came in the mail yesterday. So, that's where my mailman is. A lot of my packages and mail is getting delayed. So, I don't know what my alternative is, but it's kind of disappointing that the mail service, USPS, is going sad. Oh, this weekend is the Vintage Computer Festival. I don't know where it is, but if you jump into com, SMJ can tell you all about it. But let's get into some news. It's news time. Oh, hold on.
World news.
I made that today. That's pretty cool, right? So Hong Kong is doing what Trump couldn't do, and that is the government has postponed September's parliamentary elections for a year, saying it is necessary amid a rise in coronavirus infections. Hong Kong is currently experiencing a spike in COVID-19 infections and reported 121 new cases on Friday. However, the opposition has accused the government of using the pandemic as a pretext to stop people from voting. On Thursday, the government banned 12 pro-democracy candidates from running in elections. Opposition activists had hoped to obtain a majority in the Legislative Council, also called LegCo, in September's poll, capitalizing on anger at Beijing's imposition of a controversial national security law in Hong Kong and fear that the territory's freedoms are being eroded. So, that will be interesting. There is a lot of coverage about this. If you want, I've got this main story from BBC.com. Going on over across the Atlantic to Brazil, Brazilian President Bolsonaro says he has mold in his lungs after a coronavirus infection. Brazil's far-right president appeared to joke about having mold in his lungs after spending weeks in isolation suffering from coronavirus. Jair Bolsonaro, who has presided over a chaotic response to the pandemic, which left more than 90,000 Brazilians dead so far, made the offbeat remarks in a video posted online. "I just did a blood test. I was feeling kind of weak yesterday," he said. "They found a bit of infection also. Now I'm on antibiotics. After 20 days indoors, I have other problems. I have mold in my lungs." The president tested positive for COVID-19 on July 7th and then spent nearly 3 weeks in isolation at the presidential palace before testing negative on Saturday. It was unclear exactly what health problems he is continuing to experience. You can read more about that on independent.co.uk. Let's hit the Google, or the DuckDuckGo search, excuse me. But let's find out Vintage Computer Festival. It's hot topic in com right now. Also, greetings, X1. Who's peeling potatoes? I don't know. But I cannot tell. Search results inconclusive. Please talk to SMJ for more information. Coming to us from The Guardian, France, cases rise by 54% in a week. So this was first reported about 9 hours ago, so there may be some corrections later, but France's health authorities have confirmed a marked increase in the number of coronavirus cases of 54% across the mainland, excluding overseas territories, in a week. So in the last week, the increase covered all age groups, but Public Sant France, the public health authority, said the rise was particularly worrying in those aged between 20 and 30. There was also an increase in the number of patients admitted to hospital, with COVID-19, and the figures for those requiring intensive care went up by 1, the first time the figure has increased in 16 weeks. As France prepared for a heat wave, people were urged to keep their masks on despite temperatures expected to reach 41 C in areas. The number of new cases in the previous 24 hours was 1,377, only slightly fewer than the previous day, which was a record since May, and the number of clusters under investigation rose by 10 to 151. There were 16 deaths in hospital in the previous 24 hours. So, it's very sad news out of France. I'm sorry that they're experiencing an uptick. I saw a headline yesterday, I think it was Melbourne. There was a city in Australia that had zero cases. No one had a confirmed case. Everyone was isolating, and two teenagers went off to a COVID party, like a denier party, in another town. And when they came back, they had it, and they reintroduced COVID-19 to the city. So, not just Americans doing silly things relating to that. Okay, France 24 has an article about Hong Kong and the COVID-19 delay, if you want a slightly different take from the BBC. And this next story comes from France 24, and it's about Zimbabwe, which we don't cover that often, so I thought this was pretty cool. Well, not really cool, but this is interesting. Scores of people were arrested Friday in Zimbabwe as hundreds of military troops as well as police attempted to thwart an anti-government protest, with streets empty and many people hiding indoors. Organizers said demonstrators originally planned to protest alleged government corruption, but instead targeted the ruling political party using the hashtag, and it's hash, and then it's ZANUPF must go. So Zelda Alpha or Zulu Alpha. Zulu, I think, is problematic now, right? Isn't that like it's canceled? So I'll just say Zelda. But anyway, Zelda Alpha, November, Uncle Papa, Foxtrot must go. Now, tensions are rising in Zimbabwe as the economy implodes. Inflation is more than 700%, the second highest in the world. Now the coronavirus burdens the threadbare health system. Police arrested scores of people who tried to hold low-key protests. Zimbabwe lawyers for human rights said they included prominent author Tsitsi Dangarembga and Fadziah Mahir, spokeswoman of the main opposition MDC Alliance Party. Charges against them were not yet clear, the lawyers said. And you can find out more about the Vintage Computer Fest at vcfed.org. So, Victor Charlie. Foxtrot Echo Delta.org. Oh, yeah. Using our alphabet today. So there is unrest in Zimbabwe, and so good luck, guys. Hyperinflation like that is really hard to control, and police oppressing you while you're doing it, that's no good. There is a photo, the police uniforms and their gear, and it's kind of intimidating because they all appear to be wearing like longer pea coats and like Dickie. It looks almost like Dickie's uniforms, like those mechanic jumpers. So it's less intimidating, but they are armed heavily. So guns can still kill you, even if you're not even if you're not wearing SWAT gear or whatever. All right. Well, and they do have some good coffee. Greetings, exiled. Welcome to the show. And tourism is currently banned. Please, no traveling. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and play a song, and then we're going to jump into some more news. Let's go ahead and... I'm feeling pretty good, and I feel so organized today. I spent some time ahead of time figuring out what stories I wanted to read and everything, and so I feel pretty good. Let's go ahead and look for a song that has good in the name, then. Hey, look at that. This is Chuck Mangione, Feels So Good. Hope you don't mind jazz. Thank you. was a little Chuck Mangione for you. I'm enjoying some Dongfeng Meirin tea today. Tobe turned me on to it, and I don't drink loose leaf tea as often as he does, so he's already long gone and gotten over this tea, but I still have probably half a bag left. But I did learn a cool thing, and that was I had some spaghetti sauce jars, glass jars, and I'd washed them out, and I was like, what am I going to use these for? But whatever, I'll keep them around. And I brewed some tea. I brewed a pot of tea, and I realized, oh, I can just pour my hot, fresh brewed tea into this jar. So I poured it in, filtered the tea leaves, poured it in, sealed it up, and it was so hot, after I let it sit for a minute, once it cooled down, it sucked the seal back down, and it sealed the jar back up. So now I have, so I did the second steeping. I just put it in the jar, let it suck it closed, and stuck it in the fridge. So I can have tea this afternoon without having to make a fresh batch. So, oh yeah. So I'm going to enjoy that tea. Shout out to Jazzmez. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm going to be careful with all my bits. I'm not going to dip them in hot water. Don't worry. So, check it out. I did the world news sound. I have a tech news sound. I don't have the national news sound yet, though. Check it out.
Is it time for tech news?
Can you guys understand the robot voice?
Is it time for tech news?
All right. Well, let's talk about some tech news. So, first up is one that's the least into the least techy, but it's very sci-fi-y, and that's that. Russia and the U.S. are trying to set rules for space weapons. Yeah, space weapons. Russia and U.S. negotiators met in Vienna this week to discuss a danger that has become increasingly urgent in recent years, how to curb the militarization of space. Unless a new treaty, or at least general understanding, is soon established, experts say the future of human activity on the final frontier is going to look more like Star Wars than Star Trek. There's a lot to talk about. Last week, the newly minted U.S. Space Force accused Russia of deploying a projectile weapon in near-Earth orbit close to a U.S. satellite. So, this is pretty wild. It's coming out of the Christian Science Monitor, if you want to read a bunch about it. They have a soft paywall. You get 3 articles a month. So, I am past my limit. So, if you want to read more about that, you got to do that. Or, use your local library. If you have access to this thing that way. Reuters gives us this next story. U.S. set to unveil crackdown on China's ByteDance over TikTok. So, New York, the United States is preparing to take action against China's ByteDance over concerns that the company's ownership of the video app TikTok jeopardizes personal data, according to people familiar with the matter. The move would force ByteDance to separate from TikTok, the sources said. It would represent a major blow for the Beijing-based company, which became one of only a handful truly global Chinese conglomerates, thanks to TikTok's success. It was not immediately clear whether the U.S. government would ask ByteDance to shed TikTok outright or make other changes to its ownership. However, an announcement could be as early as Friday, the sources said, requesting anonymity because this matter is confidential. So, looks like there is a chance TikTok is going to be having some headaches soon. So, this was updated just 28 minutes ago. So, if you hit up Reuters, it should be pretty close to the top. Moving on to jerks on the internet. The freedom of the internet is under imminent threat, Twitter boss Jack Dorsey has said. He said his rival tech giants were killing competing ideas and that the idea of fairness on the internet was under threat. Other companies are creating walled garden alternative internets in an apparent attack on other companies such as Facebook. Instead, Twitter is focusing on an open internet that no one company was able to control, he said. Mr. Dorsey was speaking after the 4 biggest tech companies in the world, Amazon, Apple, Google, and Facebook, sent their chief executives to a U.S. Congress hearing. The questioning was part of an antitrust investigation looking at the way those major firms could be abusing their dominance of their respective markets. And you got to remember, there are tons of alternatives to Twitter, too. Twitter is its own, this is just me talking now, but the story is from the Independent, independent.co.uk. But the big thing for me is there are alternatives, and Twitter acts like it's the only microblogging social media kind of platform. And we've got Mastodon. There's an SDF instance of Mastodon, mastodon.sdf.org. And it's great. It's a vibrant community, lots of people. You can share stuff. You can run your own instance. It's just federated services. If you care about your privacy or care about maintaining or owning your own data, there are solutions out there, and there's audiences. You know, there's thousands of people on Mastodon. You don't have to use these walled garden services. You don't have to go live on Facebook. You don't have to live on Instagram or whatever. So just a heads up. And then also, while I'm talking about it, go ahead and become, if you're listening to an on radio, then why don't you go ahead and become like an ARPA member, a Meta ARPA member, get on the Meta Array. Once you have access to the Meta Array, you get access to Nextcloud, and jump on Nextcloud. That thing, Nextcloud basically replaced everything I was possibly using Google for. I've got file storage, address book, calendar, all that stuff. So now my phone is just syncs all of it that way. So, yeah. Anyway, since we were in the tech segment, I kind of got off track. But Nextcloud rules, and you should definitely, you can even run it at home. So anyway, just check out Nextcloud. It's amazing software. And that's what I've got to say about that. All right. So now it's time for domestic news. I don't have the sound ready for that. So I'll just play this one.
This is news to me with DJ Marcus.
So an exclusive investigation from CNN details how Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh reportedly asked fellow justices to consider avoiding major rulings in decisive cases, including a prominent Louisiana abortion law and a battle over President Donald Trump's tax records. Kavanaugh reportedly discouraged the court from taking sides in seemingly politicized matters. The CNN report and coverage from other left-rated outlets generally framed Kavanaugh's reported behavior as sidestepping key decisions, or as an ineffective attempt at bipartisanship. The story was covered less frequently by right-rated publications. Some right-rated voices praised Kavanaugh instead, framing his reported actions as productively independent. And this is from all sides, which is why it's talking about going back and forth on these things. So, boom. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. Huh? Sorry, I got sidetracked. Com, aka Commode, is available. There's an on radio room, and you can chat there. So be sure that you jump in if you want to chat during the show. And also during the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Tobe's usually in comm, so it's fun times. So anyway, just a heads up. So I was reading from all sides, so that's why it was like left and right rated news sources. And I'll just read a quick summary from the left and the right. From the right, we've got Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, perhaps more than any other Supreme Justices in modern history, are closely connected to the president who appointed them. Gorsuch got his seat after Republicans stonewalled the nomination of Judge Merrick Garland, and then Trump unexpectedly prevailed in the 2016 election, and any other president probably would have withdrawn his nominee after Christine Blasey Ford's allegation, but Trump dug deep and Kavanaugh crossed the finish line. That past cannot be erased, but a new prologue is being written. Meanwhile, on the left, we've got Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh urges colleagues in a series of private memos this spring to consider avoiding decisions in major disputes over abortion and Democratic subpoenas. Trump's financial records, according to multiple sources. So this is, you know, that's the way it goes. Oh, yeah. When we talked about walled gardens, SDF was compared to a mall garden. And malled gardens have commodes. SDF original. Also, careful out there in California. Apparently it's earthquake season. I haven't heard that yet. Another story from our Kill Mind garden. And that is coronavirus vaccine slowly coming into focus. And this is, again, an all-sides summary report, because I like to use those when there's stories that I might personally have feelings around. I'm breathing deeply a lot. Oh, also, I try and send my mom letters regularly, and I told her about this show in my last letter, so I don't know how long it'll take for her to get it, or if she'll hear me, but hi, Mom. So, Dr. Anthony Fauci told a House Representatives Committee Friday that a COVID-19 coronavirus vaccine would likely be created by the end of the year and widely distributed to Americans in 2021. Some voices examined how people who oppose the use of vaccines may react when the coronavirus treatment is distributed to the masses. Others focused on the billions of dollars the U.S. is spending on vaccine research and development. Some coverage from right-rated outlets focused on apparent skepticism from Democratic presidential favorite Joe Biden that a vaccine will be safe initially. So The Atlantic is the left source. That's an opinion piece, so it sounds terrible. The Hill is rated in the center, and Market Watch is on the right, center-right. And basically, Market Watch is talking about how the stock market reacted, and The Hill is talking about how they feel. So that's for you. Aw, yeah. So oh, that's right. I forgot. It's a pretty it's an important time for our Islamic brothers and sisters out there. So here is a quick story, and then we'll do the Guardian's like world headlines. So every year during the... This is from fairobserver.com. Is this fair? You know what? I'm not going to read it because I haven't read this article completely. And anytime there's a religious story, it's good to proofread it ahead of time and make sure you don't end up spouting some nonsense. Okay. So let me run through the rest of the headlines that I didn't have time to get through. Reason.com and Reason Magazine that you can get from your public library has a thought piece or a think piece on why bad cops aren't punished and the case for case against qualified immunity. Portland protesters after the feds left. Surprise, surprise. There was no tear gas last night. It was a peaceful protest. And ProPublica is reporting that Portland protesters are no longer being banned from attending protests to win release from jail. That was a big, crazy headliner. There is a girl, this was a U.S. story that we didn't cover really much, but prosecutors say they support releasing girl who is detained for not doing her schoolwork. There's a girl who didn't do her schoolwork or was late turning it in, so then she was charged, and then she got arrested and detained. So anyway, it's some high school kid who didn't do her homework, and then she got put in jail and wasn't allowed to access school or do anything, and she just sat in jail. She's sat in jail for a few months now, but maybe they'll let her out. I mean, who knows? It's part of the police state, right? Neiman Labs had this really cool story about robot journalism, so you might want to check that out, Neiman, N-I-E-M-A-N lab.org, and it's basically an article arguing that, yeah, it's a detailed story, Exiled, but the general gist was the girl didn't do her homework, so then she ended up in jail. Anyway, Neiman Lab had a story that was cool because it was all about bringing back humans and getting rid of the AI journalism, the automated articles, and the problems that can be found with that. The article is, I don't know, like 8 phone screens long, so probably give yourself some time if you want to dig into that. Okay, the GOP, or the Senate, really, our government decided to take a long weekend instead of passing or extending federal unemployment benefits. So at least 30 million families are going to lose benefits. The Slate is reporting, or Slate.com is reporting, that the coronavirus is airborne and that it's spreading like wildfire. And so they have a nice article explaining why they feel that way. And so just check that out if you want. Portland, socialism. Oh yeah, people are mad at OSHA. And also there's struggles because... oh, here's one other story that I missed because it was on another window. In California, child care workers are now able to be a union. It took 17 years. So there's a woman who started working on it, had a daughter. Daughter was had a daughter when she was working. The daughter is now doing health care, doing child care. Mom retired, and daughter is now part of the union. So it's wild. It took them that long, multiple generations. But you can read more on inthesetimes.com. And as I've mentioned all week, I've been at hope.net. You can go there. Tickets are half price because the conference is almost over. But there's still lots of talks. And with the ticket, you get access to the Matrix instance. And you can check out Matrix stuff. So, yeah. So there's lots of news. But you want girlfriend? You got girlfriend? Girlfriend Vietnam. Oh, yeah. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. It's Friday. I'll be back on Monday. And it's time. It's going to be time for Tobe. Let me just play. Where's my outro music? I know it's in here.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC.
Oh my gosh, talk to you then. We totally forgot to play a second song. Anyway, enjoy your tea. Well, I guess I gotta talk for 10 seconds. I'll tell my mom hi and rock on Exiled. Rock on SMJ, rock on Jazz Maz, rock on X1, rock...